Well, there you have it. One of the very first recordings, actually, in August 1990. And then we had the group in the Thursday night of that particular festival. And they spoke to us all about their achievements and indeed their ideals and indeed their future. They have Stelazine, and that was recorded here in Studio 3. One of those people I spoke to back in July 1990 was a man who appeared at the concert a year later, July 1991, was Liam from Hot House Flowers. I asked him at this particular interview, during this particular interview, is it important for a band to be based in a city such as Dublin and London?
Well, we never would.
No matter if the record company came to you and said, there is £1 million, off you go, Liam, and
no.
Guys. You wouldn't do it.
That's not what we're in it for.
Right, good. I like the sound of that. You love Ireland so much.
I suppose it's our home country. Yeah, she should make the right decision, maybe. If she loves him, she'll stay with him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think anyway. And it can work out. I don't think the age difference makes that much of a difference, you know, in the end, like.
Mm-hmm. But Michael, looking at her letter now, just here, she says she is losing her friends and she's becoming disinterested in school.
Well, I don't know, how long has she been going out with him now, you see?
She says about 6 months.
Well, you see, initially, like, I suppose, when you fall for someone, it goes a bit heavy, but it calms down after a while, you know.
Hmm. What about the line that her family and her friends feel he is far too old for her, and the relationship doesn't stand a chance?
Yeah, well, I suppose that's the natural reaction, really, that parents would have, like, because she is only 17, and she is quite young, I suppose, but...
Mm-hmm.
She said she's gone out with other boys, you know, and that they were too immature. Like,
yeah, because they were her own age group.
Yeah.
But Michael, tell me, in your situation, it has worked out for the best now,
has it? It has worked out fine anyway, you know.
Yeah, it's good to hear. How long have you been...
Well, I've been going out with her about 2.5 years now, I'd
right.
say. And when I first started going out with her, she was the same age. She was only 17, like...
Certainly, Hugh, it all began one night after a band scene session. We decided to get together, and we decided that we'd get a few bands together, local bands, and see what happens. And then somebody came up with the idea, why not do it for the Kerry Rape Crisis Centre appeal? Because there is no Rape Crisis Centre here in Kerry, because we used to have Your Sad Tale, and we used to deal with Dorothy Morrissey there in the Limerick Rape Crisis Centre. So that's where the whole idea came about. So now we have at least 12 to 18 bands playing on the night on two stages, and some very big names, international names in fact. One of those is Emotional Fish, and also there is one we cannot mention, but he's one of the biggest in the music industry here in Ireland, but due to professional and also personal reasons we can't mention it.
Now, I also believe you have a cassette that you're going to release.
Yes, all the local bands got together on Pat's Tracks last Friday, and it's called Radio Friendly because there's so many mixtures of the groups, and there's two songs on that cassette which we hope to get released as a single. That goes on release next Wednesday and is available for £1.99. And before we go, Hugh, we're also looking for an energetic elephant who can tap dance to attend on the 17th of July, Wednesday night, at the Horan Centre. And I have to stress that this is all in association with Radio Kerry. And without Radio Kerry, none of this would have been possible.
Finally, Pat MacDonald, will you project for us how much you're going to make on the night?
I won't until such time as we see how the tickets go. There's a lot of competition, and we'll see how the ticket sales go. We have a flag day next Tuesday around town from 9 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And certainly by early next week, I'll be able to give you a complete projection.
If you want the shot, say so, and let me get the hell out of here. We've had this before, Bolton. Don't ask me to go through it again.
Bolton, please. Please. Please, Holloway.
That was always it. Night, and the amber's cold and the grim, shaking, and your old fist saying, please, please. Begging. Off the port.
Oh, that I again, naughty world, fixes Holloway, eyes drowned,
won't ask again, just the look. Holloway covers his face, not a sound, white world,